Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
A lovely and a great way to start off our afternoon with a song by Worship Awake, and My Worship Awake is the title of that song. Very good afternoon to you. If you have just tuned in, you know, my days are rather busy, and I'm always happy to have that. Now, you might remember on Monday, I had a conversation with Empower Youth, and we were talking about the event which was scheduled to actually start yesterday. And the exciting news is that we're still continuing with this conversation. And I must say, great things are definitely happening. But today I'm talking to Lulama. Lulama M is the founder and CEO of Lady Lou Designs. And Lulama, welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Welcome. Thank you so much.
Please come more closer for me so I can hear you perfectly.
Thank you so much for having me in the studio, and hello to all the listeners. I'm so excited to be here this afternoon.
All right. So I'm mentioning also we're having, you know, I don't know if I should say young people doing great things in our society. Are you a young person? Do you consider yourself a young person?
Young at heart, yes.
we're not going to divulge age now.
No.
Now, Lulama, your journey began with a significant challenge in the fashion industry. Ooh, fashion. I don't know. You know what? Why I'm going all over this? Because when you walked in, I was like, I know. No, this one can dress.
So I
have to throw it out there. So it started, your journey started, like I said, you know, with a challenge in the fashion industry. Can you tell us more about the specific obstacles that you focused on and what motivated you to take action?
Thank you, Luco. So, you know, the how the Bible speaks about when one door closes, an even bigger door opens.
Yay!
I've experienced that. I'm a living testimony of that. I had a bad experience with my designer, who was very, very talented. However, he lacked customer skills and would always be late on on delivering my garments, and would let me down time and time again, you know. And I got tired of that. I got tired of being taken for granted as a customer, as a paying customer for that matter. And I decided to take matters into my own hands.
All right.
And I said, I'm going to learn how to sew.
Hi, Lulama.
And sewing did I learn.
I think I've got to get to that point where you got to, because that's been my struggle as well. And I've been like, the thing is, I can't sew to save my life, not even a button in. That's why I'm not taking...
Huh? That was me. I couldn't sew. I was just, but I was so upset. Like, I was so disappointed, and I just got tired of that. But I loved fashion.
Okay.
And I thought, what am I going to do? And this was not the first time.
So you can't even say I'm running to another designer, and then they do the same thing, then what?
Exactly. And hence, I then went to sewing school, and I started with a basic sewing course.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I moved to advanced sewing. I really enjoyed it. It's frustrating, but it's so rewarding, you know, when you create that garment. And then I escalated, and I went a notch higher, and I did the fascinator course, which is hat making.
I love that.
And I thought, you know what? It's not enough to do beautiful garments for the ladies. Mm-hmm. They need crowns on their heads.
Okay.
And so I went for the fascinator course.
Oh, wow. Lulama, you decided to learn sewing, like you're saying, and create bespoke fascinators. What was the learning process like for you, and how did it contribute to your growth as an entrepreneur?
The learning process was, you know, it had its ups and downs. You know, it has its challenges, such as the way of life.
Okay.
You know, it's long hours. And also during the learning stages, I would get frustrated. I would have a vision of an outfit and it just would not materialize.
Yeah.
And then I would get upset and I would leave it there. So it's a journey.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that you need to be patient. You need to work on the craft. It doesn't happen overnight.
Okay.
And so this taught me resilience. It taught me the spirit of patience, and that if you want to be a master at something, you need to learn and work at it. Work at it. So it's a sacrifice. It's also sacrificial giving of your time. You know, time away from your family, because you want to invest in this baby. So that's the journey.
Oh wow! Now your designs are known for the unique blend of femininity and comfort. How do you draw inspiration for your creation, and what message do you have to convey through your clothes?
My clothes speak to women who are confident in themselves, mm-hmm. women who are not afraid to stand out,
okay.
women who are not afraid to be bold. Because if you're going to walk into a place and you are adorned in a Lady Lou crown,
mm-hmm.
trust you me, you're going to command attention.
All right.
And if you know, so I draw attention from the way women carry themselves, you know, and there's different women that we speak about. You know, you've got women because we are all different and we've got all different tastes. But it's generally reaching out to women and the body of the woman, the way it embraces the garment that I create, you know, and then I'm inspired by the fabric itself. I love going fabric shopping, just feeling the textures, the colors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm inspired by nature, the colors of spring and summer. And when we speak of winter, the earthy colors, those are all things that come to life when I create a garment. And also when I have a one-on-one with a client and she says, look, I'm going to a wedding, but I want drama.
you're the dramatic one. You're like, I'll bring it.
I always hear that statement. I want drama. Yeah. Or they're going to the Durban July. They're like, I want drama, Lulu. Kikupa drama. I'm like, okay, drama you shall have.
Okay, yeah, you're like, yeah, I'm like, anything dramatic, anything that brings attention. I mean, why must I go all out and not create drama about it?
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Yes. Love the sound of that. So you mentioned that your journey led to the... let's go back firstly.
Yes.
Lady Lou, okay. You mentioned that it gave birth to Lady Lou Designs, which is obviously what happened to you between you and your designer, which, celebrates authentic womanhood. Can you then explain the significance of this tribute in your work?
So ultimately, just to go back a bit, so after, you know, creating my own garments, going to the Sewing Academy, mm-hmm. and then creating my own garments, and then I would get, you know, a lot of, you know, approvals from the ladies. Oh, we love this garment.
Mm-hmm.
Could you also make me? And so hence how Lady Lou's design was born, you know, from all the requests. And I felt, you know what? So there is a market here. And actually, I'm getting recognized. And that actually just, it motivates you, because it means that the world can see. And over and above your own, look, you are enough for yourself and mm-hmm. you know what you want. But over and above, just that approval from someone else also sort of gives a kick in the right direction.
Mm.
So it's a motivating factor that there are women out there who appreciate what I do and can call me and can refer me. And, you know, and so what I take from that shortfall that I had with my designer is, your client is your best friend. You keep them close. You make sure if you've got a deadline, you deliver before the deadline. You're creating a relationship with them. You want to see them smile and be happy, so that, because if they are happy, then they can refer more clients.
Are you winning there with deadlines, Lady Lou? Because honestly, that's a frustration. So I would imagine that you really are winning, because
you know the struggle. Definitely, I'd say I'm winning. I've got a strategy in place. I have had to turn people away because of exactly that. And that's where the problem is. When you see that you're overcommitted, you need to be able to know and say, you know what? I will not meet the deadline unless you don't mind if we move the delivery date to such and such. It's communication.
Of course.
And that's where the designer missed it, you know, where, you know, he needed to just be transparent with me and say, listen, because also as human beings, sometimes things happen.
Exactly.
I may also run, short somewhere, but it's important that I pick up the call and say, listen,
communicate.
I may be slightly late on the deadline, and also that's not enough. I need to be able to say, okay, how can I make it up to you next time? Because sorry doesn't just cut it.
Yeah.
Especially if you've let someone down.
Oh man, I hope designers are listening right now, because a lot of us are frustrated exactly by that. I mean, we don't all have to go the design route, but now we find ourselves having to do that and end up having shabby clothes. Because I mean, if look what makes your dress now, really, really. So I understand. Now, reflecting on your first year in business, what key lessons have you learned about pursuing your ideas and navigating the challenges of entrepreneurship? Because that one's a hectic one.
Definitely. I can't believe it's been 1 year already. Mm-hmm. Firstly, time really flies. But you know what? God has a way of propelling you, mm-hmm. you know, in your journey, and just guiding you and just aligning you with the right people.
Yeah.
It has been a long time coming. It's only been a year, but it's been a long time coming. It's been filled with challenges, ups and downs. I've learned that you need to sacrifice. Sacrifice your time. And I've mentioned this. It's all about time. I've spent hours in the studio. Luckily, the studio is in-house. And my husband would complain and say,
We are exceeding,
but I'm in the house. Long hours, and you know, it's because it's the baby steps, and I love that, you know, he's supportive, and you know, is my mentor when it comes to business. And one thing I also like to touch on is you need a mentor, you need someone who's going to be your backing board, you know, because entrepreneurship will really just take out the most from you. So you need a mentor, and I'm very blessed to have my husband as my mentor, my backing board, my logistics manager, my marketing manager.
Oh wow. He does that as well?
He wears all those hats.
No man. No, let's be serious now, Lou. Are these fascinators?
No, look.
While you make them.
I make them.
So he wears them to make sure they sit nicely and correctly.
So for logistics, you know, he needs to go and drop them off for the courier for me. So, you know, everyone plays their role. The kids will play their role. So if I'm done and I needed to go couriered and we're running behind schedule, because you'll have ladies who are like, listen, I'm going to a funeral on Saturday. And today is what? Let's say today's Thursday. I need to send that out today. And I need to still be busy at home. So, you know, everyone, the kids play their role.
Weight.
You know, everyone pulls their weight. Hubby pulls his weight. And they form part of my team.
I love that. I don't know if you know of Sis Zam from East London. She's a photographer.
Okay.
And she incorporates a whole lot of things into her business. That's photography, obviously. Her daughter now does the makeup professionally.
Oh, wow.
Her husband does the furniture for the photo shoots.
Okay.
And so I love hearing this from you, because, guys, you incorporate everybody in. Like we always say, nobody's going to eat for free. Now, Lou, you emphasize the importance of showing up and taking action. This can be an emotional, you know, psychological and spiritual battle. How would you say your faith anchored and propelled you to overcome the fear and insecurities that come with starting something new?
Oh, wow.
Yo, I'm sitting here and I'm guilty. I'm like, yeah, I have that fear.
Excuse me. I like that, because, you know, as children of God, faith and fear cannot coexist.
Of course.
Many a times I have to call myself to order and pinch myself and be, Lulama, remember who you are. Remember who's your God. Remember
who's your God.
Remember who's your God. Because how did I even get here?
Sure.
You know, it's through grace. It's through the Lord God, and it's through his wisdom. And so we just need to keep check of ourselves and keep reminding ourselves, because in the day-to-day life happens, and we, you know, you hear a lot of voices, but you need to come back to yourself, go back to your corner, and your God will always just speak to you. Your God will always just guide you. Your God will always just, you know, bring the right people at the right time.
Oh,
wow. That's so important. Like, he will literally align you at the right time, at the right place. I, the Lord your God, will make it happen.
Sure. Just as he wants it for you. I think that's one of the most important things. We go about our ways and we don't realize that God has a greater plan for us.
That's right.
Yeah. Sure. Lama, you have a wholesome program with key industry thought leaders on mental health, wellness, and wealth creation. How would you say this speaks to spiritual wellness, as we know that health and money can be a spiritual attack which can affect one's overall wellness?
You know, as children of God, we need to always keep in check when it comes to our finances. We need to respect the finances, because what you are given, you are actually you are a custodian of those funds, and you need to make sure that when they come your direction, you use them wisely. And so it was important that when I planned this event, by the way, when beginning of the year, the Lord dropped in my spirit, women on the power table.
Okay.
And I was wondering,
women on the power table.
Women on the power table. And I thought, what does this mean? And then as time goes by, and as I was, you know, speaking to my mentor, and I and
which thought, one, your husband or another one?
My husband.
All right.
And as I was speaking to him, and I was saying, you know, we are turning one. Then it clicked. Okay, women on the power table.
Yeah.
The Lord wants me to actually testify. I need to celebrate. Mm. We're turning one. I need to bring women together under one table. Women need to take up their seats. Women can hold different seats on this table. They can be business women. They can be mothers. They can be wives. And they can still thrive.
Wow.
And also on the same power table, there are women who are sitting on dreams and visions. And I need to say to those women, it's time that you act up. It's time to start. Start with what you have, where you are. The important thing is just to start. And so the birth of women on the power table.
Okay.
And celebrating Lady Lou Designs turning one. But most importantly, bringing women together to speak about our finances, to speak about health. And not just health, but health.
Mental health.
And to delve into... We also have a lady who's been running her empire now. It's been 15 years and she started by a salon and now she's just opened a spa. And we want to hear from her. How did she start? What were the obstacles? And all under one roof, where we're all vulnerable with each other, but we share. There are women who come with their good stories and there are women who come with their challenges, but we build each other up. We build each other up. And of course, you cannot bring women together and not speak beauty. And hence the cherry on top, we have Dr. Ngwenya, a reconstructive surgeon. Because I felt...
Hey, girl! you're far. You're dealing with women for real.
I felt you cannot speak woman fashion without bringing him in. And I thought, you know, and I knew, listen, it's a high tea, it's woman. But I said, listen, this man's clients, 95% of them are women. This is the right man to bring in. Yeah. Dr. Ngwenya will be coming in. And we all know the buzzword nowadays is BBL.
BBL.
So we want to hear from him. Yeah. What are the pros and cons?
Exactly.
And the ladies will be able to engage with the speakers and ask their Q&A. Many a times, Luko, I've been to events and I've listened to speakers, but I've just never had a chance nor even been given an opportunity
to interact.
It's just so rushed and, you know, the speakers are in and out, but this is going to be so intimate where we can engage with the speakers, we can learn from them, and we get empowered.
While we're at this conversation about your event, Lou, maybe give us more details about the event. When exactly is it? And as it's you know, to celebrate 1 year. And, you know, while you were speaking, Lou, I had a moment. I had this conversation with you. I don't know if you remember it.
Hi, Ren.
I had this conversation with you at the Empower Women. You walked, yay, exactly. I had that moment. I had that moment while I'm sitting here. I'm like, no, I remember we're speaking and somebody came and disturbed us. You walked away because I was still saying, I've got the right person who can assist you so you can come and have this chat with me. And how is God that we're actually having this conversation right now?
Hello.
I am awestruck. So when exactly is this event and what's expected of us? Maybe you can also fill us in, you know, to the details. Details of registration.
All right. So, bad news and good news.
Oh,
bad news is it's one night away. It's tomorrow, the 28th of September.
Oh,
2024. Good news is we still have a few tickets left. Mm-hmm. A few. We're 95% sold out.
Whoa,
okay.
Guys.
So there is still a chance for women to come and take up their seats on the power table, to be inspired by our speakers, to network, to enjoy the pop-up stalls that we're going to have. There's going to be photo booth moments. There's going to be great conversation, great food, and your tickets are going at 750 rand, entitling you to tea in the morning when you arrive, entitling you to a two-course lunch, which includes beverages, some entertainment, and of course, networking. And we definitely want women to leave there having been changed and new beings.
Hey, so you're having pretty much like a whole day kind of affair. There's tea in the morning, guys. There's lunch. There's everything you can think of. So it's quite a huge one. And so how exactly do they register?
So registration is still live on our Quicket via Quicket. Mm-hmm. Alternatively, you're welcome to contact us, because I know we were going to close down at, was it 6 or...
Yeah, but you have to open just a little bit more in case somebody can extend right now.
Yes. Exactly. Alternatively, they can purchase tickets privately from us, mm-hmm, on 068-483-1182.
Okay. You're inviting other women to join you, like you said, which is really, really great. And I love the idea of that. Now, looking ahead, what are your goals for Lady Lou Designs, and how do you plan to continue inspiring others through your work and story?
The plan is to grow. The Lord says he has big plans for me, to prosper me, to give me hope and a future, and not to harm me.
Yeah.
So the plan is to grow, is to go global, and to, along the way, to pick up other women with me, to be, you know, to lend a helping hand, to be an inspiration, to mentor someone as well along the way. And also to build relations and network, because I think it's so important, you know, that along the way you network, you build relations, because umuntu umuntu ngabantu, and we don't know what our tomorrow holds. Today here we are, tomorrow you and I, Luko, could be in business.
Exactly. Sure. Love the sound of that. Dekalo says, afternoon, I'd like to shout out Lady Lou. Very excited for tomorrow. So, Dekalo, thank you so much. And Dekalo says, my name is Dekalo and I'm listening from the salon. I love the excitement, Dekalo. I absolutely love it. So, hey, here's somebody going to the event already.
Yes.
I love it. So, lastly, Lady Lou, give us more details. That's where exactly is it going to be? What time tomorrow? How should we dress? And then I let you go.
Then you let me go.
And your socials, please. I never want to let anybody go without socials. It's so easy in this day and time to just go to your social media page and get all the details we need if we miss any detail.
Okay, great. Let's start with the socials. So, Lady Lou Designs is available on Lady Lou_Designs on Instagram, Lady Lou_Designs on TikTok. Mm-hmm. We are on Facebook, Lady Lou Designs. We're on WhatsApp, 068-483-1182, and we are very responsive.
Love that.
We have just launched our website, www.ladyloudesigns.co.za.
Wow.
Okay, and then secondly, we are the venue.
Yes, please.
Gorgeous venue out in Randburg, Empowerworks House, backdrop of pine trees, manicured lawn, big pool. It's a garden venue. So I can just picture the women in their bright spring color high tea dresses coming to represent, and of course donned on their head those beautiful, gorgeous crowns.
Can't wait. Thank you so much, Lady Lou. Absolutely loved having this conversation with you. And all the best for tomorrow.
Thank you so much, my dear. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me in the studio. Thank you to the listeners who have been listening. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to come back.
Yes, please. I love these conversations because you said it would happen. You were like, no, you know, I'd love to come through, but look at you now. Didn't even think because I lost contact with you on that day.
Imagine.
But here you are.
Exactly.
God is God. You. God bless, Lady Lee.
Thank you. Stay blessed. Thank you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and download our podcasts today. We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.